It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Nobody I would rather share a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull with than my man Santana Moss.
He gotta drink it just on the rocks.
Now, listen, everybody knows how good of a player Tana is. He's even cooler of a person, and yes, I mean that sincerely. Tana, man, what up?
My dog.
What's good, fellas?
What's up, baby?
How y'all doing?
Man, we good, man. We still riding the high off of this game from last week, and now we're going up to the Meadowlands, and you know I could be up there. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the G-Man. Oh, my God. Yeah, we know how it is. But, you know, this team, man, this year, I feel like they all moved to a different beat, man. So I'm looking forward to it. I have a time of my life, man, when I'm covering the game, listening to you and talking with, BC and everything. So I can't wait, man. Looking forward to it.
Tana, in your career, did you ever catch a Hail Mary?
No, never caught a Hail Mary. I remember running them things a million times. We used to do them so much right before halftime. I got sick of them. I'm like, bro, why we do this stuff before halftime? Like, it serves no purpose. You know, most quarterbacks don't want to get that incompletion. They don't want to have that on there. You know, they don't want to have an interception or something like that. And you used to get quarterbacks that basically told us, like, look, I'm trying to heave this thing out the back of the end zone. So don't even run down there full speed. You know what I mean? But, I never caught one, never been a part of a game that I was actually a part of that someone came down with one. So you can just imagine how I'm feeling about, you know, last week Sunday and the end of that game.
Well, I have to apologize to Tanner, man, because I high-fived him hard as possible.
I mean, I saw you guys in the tunnel.
And we were excited,
all
man.
All of us were in the tunnel, but it was that was an absolutely wild, wild feeling. Dan, I was curious. We just played some Terry McLaurin audio. I don't know if you heard that, but you know Terry really well.
Yeah.
How happy do you think? Honestly, dude, we were on the postgame show a couple years back when Terry was going into his contract year, and mm-hmm. I remember you talking to Terry about, hey, you really got to kind of judge your future and make sure it works out best for you.
Mm-hmm.
How happy are you as a wideout that Terry now has a quarterback like Jaden?
Well, you know, it's crazy because we've watched Terry for years, and he's got the job done regardless. But I can feel the energy is different from him. You know, I remember, I talk about this every time I get a chance to speak on Terry. Is after that Cincinnati game, man, that night he came and gave me a hug. B. Mitch, remember this?
Yeah.
He came and gave me a hug, and he said they could cancel Christmas now because the young man knows that he can count on me. That's all I needed, and I remember that little bit from him because that's what every receiver feels. Once the quarterback understands who he has as a target, I mean, the sky's the limit. And I think that's what you're seeing right now. Like, you can look back at all those games and you kind of put them all together, and you can see Jaden was slowly trying to find out who is his guy. And now it's like he don't even think about it. When he sees Terry with that favorable matchup, bam.
Go to him.
You know what I mean? And that's what you saw last week, man. When you saw that big, you know, he hit him. He tried to go to him on the sideline on a little comeback. It was a little too high. And he came back the exact next play, and hit him 60 yards down the field. So that's what he feels when he's out there with Terry. And Terry let him know that from day one. What I love about him, man, Terry's one of those guys. He's up close and personable, man. You know, he's talking to Jaden, you know, day in and day out, trying to find, you know, more things that they can do and more things that can make that connection comfortable. So I love listening to him, man. Well-spoken, and I love watching him go out there and do his thing on the field as well.
Tanner, you played with a lot of different quarterbacks. And, you know, Terry, he started off his career. He got it done with the guys he had, but now he has a special one. when you get somebody special, how does that what's the feeling you get as a receiver?
I think you feel like that. You ever play Mario Brothers when he ate that mushroom and he just on fire? He's just running and he can run through everything. That's how you feel, man. You feel like you can't be stopped. You feel like, man, you know, one of the things that I felt with Mark Brunell is the same thing I felt with Benny Testaverde when I was in New York. It's like, it's nothing you could present to me that's going to stop me unless you double me. And even when they double me at times, Mark or Benny found a way to get me the ball. And that's what I'm seeing now with, you know, with this connection with Jaden and Terry. There's nothing you can do to stop these guys. And one of the things that goes along with having two dynamic players like that is having a great OC who can dial it up for you. So that's one of the things I'm love to sit back watching that. You see Cliff is in his bag, but those guys are allowing Cliff to be in his bag because they're going out there and getting the job done every time he calls that play, and that's what you want from your guys.
Talking with Santana Moss, over 10,000 career receiving yards, 66 NFL touchdowns. Mm. Tana, you know, one of the things that was pretty interesting over the last week is people were trying to figure out where that moment ranked as far as Washington wins. And one win that got brought up all the time was on your back, the Monday Night Miracle in Dallas when you caught those two touchdowns late in the game. How did this one feel for you as somebody, you know, obviously you work for the organization, but like this organization is a part of your life. How did it feel for you to see them hit the Hail Mary?
I mean, I was lost for words. I didn't know how to, you know, actually sit there. I mean, we was getting a chance to talk about it, and, you know, they asked me to share my, you know, sentiments on it, and I couldn't share them. I didn't know what to say because I was still on the high, you know what I mean? But I think when you look back at different game winners, you know, I kind of mentioned the one that I did with Jacksonville also, that overtime game at home in Jacksonville when, you know, as a fan and as an alumni watching it, I remember the feeling of me catching that pass on the sideline, the left sideline, going into that same end zone against Jacksonville in overtime in 2006. To me, I put that memory of my, you know, walk-off, you know, game-winning touchdown in front of the Cowboy game. But I understand what the Cowboy game meant, you know, the Monday Night Miracle meant, because it was Monday night. It was a lot of other stuff riding on it. But when you compare all those, man, I think – the one that we just saw, the Hail Mary, got to be number one. I think it has to be number one. I think just for the sake of just where our team is at right now, with the organization, with all the fans coming back into the stadium, just seeing the wave presented in the stadium, man. I mean, we had all that stuff that's being brought to the atmosphere, and then to finish a game like that, a game that you had already had won, you had wrapped up, and then you let it slip away late in the game, and then you find a way to say, oh,
took
not
it back.
So fast. Yeah. Here you go. You know what I mean? Here you go. And, I mean, that's why I feel like it ranks number one, because it was just one of those things that you didn't expect us to have that moment, because that game was won. And then we had to go out there and dig deep and say, oh, you know what? We don't have quit in us. So here you go.
Yeah. And you know, and I think, Dan, what keep resonating with me, we were leaving, what was it, Cincinnati? Mm-hmm. And I forgot her name. A young lady said, y'all riding the car with me to the airport. And when she started talking about, everything is different now. This is a family. Everybody is working for the same common cause. Every time I see another step, her voice keeps resonating in my ear about the togetherness and how things are right now.
Yeah. I mean, you can feel it, though, B. I mean, you know, when we around those guys, man, I like to look at folks' eyes. You know, I'm one of those guys, even though I'm not, you know, the guy that's always, you know, talking to everybody, I'm an observative, so I'm observing everything. You know, I'm observing who, you know, who is who and what is what. And, man, I just like the energy I feel from just the staff alone. You know, everybody seems like they about their business, but when you speak to them, man, they all polite. You know what I mean? They welcoming. They don't give you that standoffish, like, I don't want to be spoke to, like, I don't want to be around you. They understand, man, we all one. We all a family. And, you know, you kind of – I'm one of those guys, too, also, when it comes to being a guy that I played here. I don't walk around saying that I should be treated a certain way because of what I've done here. No, I understand, man. It's their time now. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be a part of it. So the energy is everything, and I think energy sets the tone for all that you're able to do, especially positive things. And I think that's one of the things that all the guys talk about, how, you know, this coaching staff kind of present that kind of energy when they come into the building. Like, look, this is supposed to be fun, you know, and like one of the guys we just talked to, he talked about how, you know, they have the music going on, you know, in some of the meeting rooms before they sit down and watch, you know, film and all that stuff. Like, that stuff get guys out of whatever they could be going through. I remember having moments, man, in my career where home wasn't just, you know, it wasn't right. You know, I had stuff going on, you know, personally that I needed to get away. And when I stepped in that building, that's where I went out there and escaped from the madness. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's why I love playing the game, because I got on the field and I was able to, you know, whatever I had going on mentally at home or you know, off the field, I was able to, you know, not think about it while I'm between those white lines. And I think that's what guys look forward to. So when you have a coaching staff that understands that, they bring that kind of energy out of you, man, it means the world. And that's why you see these guys going out there, landing on the line for this staff, landing on the line every play for their teammates and for their brothers.
It is really remarkable, because even in my capacity, I can feel the difference. Mm-hmm. But, Tan, I wanted to tell you this, and I know the folks in Ashburn pay attention. I went on NBC4, I don't know, 2 weeks ago when they were retiring Daryl Green's jersey, and that was much deserved. I think they got to get you in the Ring of Fame, man.
I heard you mention that, man. I meant to tell you, I appreciate that. You know, I'm one of those guys, man. When it come, it come. You know, if I'm worthy of it, then I can't wait to receive it. But, you know, I'm never going to be the person that say, hey, you know, what about me? I think that.
That's my job. I'll do that for you.
Yeah, most definitely. So I appreciate you. You'll be my spokesman. I'm going to send some shirts and some hats for you, since you want to, you know, go ahead and be the front.
All good. Yo, what do you think? So it's obviously a big game. If you can get to 2-0 in the division, I mean, Philly's got Jacksonville coming to town. It's hard to think that doesn't end up being an Eagles dub. What do you think happens Sunday?
You know, Giants are always a tough match. And I think, you know, with that being said, this team is going to work their behind off this week, knowing what the Giants presented to us last time around. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the first game where we played the team before already this year. Now they know a little bit about us. So we got to go in this game with a different kind of game plan. You know, this is where I'm going to be sitting there watching and say, what do Cliff do offensively that's going to show these guys something that they saw last time? And he either say, I'm going to change it, or I'm going to either say, hey, you know what? Yeah, I know you saw this last time, but stop it again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So this is now the one of those games where we're really going to see what this team is made of, because when you get a division play, that's one thing. But when you get a division play with a team that's riding high with a first-year quarterback, first-year offense, now you get the chance to play a team that you played and beat already. Let's see how they step up or match up this second time around. So the Giants is the first team that's going to face us twice already. Yeah. And we know how tough it was last time. Let's see if it's that tough this time. But I do believe our team is a much better team from week two. I think collectively, offensively, defensively, special teams-wise, you know, special teams won us that game in week two.
Yeah.
I think right now going forward, we've seen our defense rise. We've seen our offense get better. And now just kind of go out there and play. You know, I think this staff is going to have these guys prepared, because they understand what it takes week in and week out to go out there and be dominant. And I'm just looking for a good game, man. But I think I also believe that we win the game. I don't think it's going to be one of those games where everybody else trying to put that juju on us, man. Oh, you know, the Giants. Yeah, I know the Giants, but this is a different year and a different team. So let's not think about the past.
Let's get touchdowns, baby.
Different year, different team, same Santana. We love you, man. Thanks for making time for
Tanner,
us. Man. I got a dinner reservation tomorrow night, Tanner, depending where you're at.
Holler at me. I'm down.
All right. Santana Moss, the great. Follow him on Instagram at
my road dog.
8-2-9. Be getting everybody in trouble. when we come back, Maryland Governor Wes Moore joins us to make his weekly NFL picks. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Big changes are happening in the DMV. And just like our brand new upgraded football team, now's the time to upgrade the comfort in your home with a Rood HVAC system. I did, and the difference is night and day. My family and I, we felt the change instantly. And if you don't have a Rood system yet, trust me, you're totally missing out. Plus, there are also tax-eligible options for you in the DMV. And if you're in Maryland, you might score some utility rebates. So head over to Rood.com, find your local pro partner, and get ready for winter. And always remember, if it ain't Rood, it ain't. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I don't want to waste any time because we have Maryland Governor Wes Moore on the line. He is a busy man. I don't think the governor's only focused on the trade deadline on Tuesday. I'm going to call that a hunch. How you doing, Gov?
That's definitely on my mind, though. It's definitely on my mind. Especially after last week.
Governor, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time for us.
Oh, man, it's always good to be with you guys, man. Always good to be with you. But, yeah, last week was a hard week for me, though.
I'm sure.
It was, but some salvation through a Hail Mary. How about that?
Woo! I tell you, the fact that had it not been for Jaden Daniels, I would have gone over last week. Makes me love this kid even more, man. I mean, I got to tell you, I wasn't at the stadium, and I know y'all were. I mean, what was it like at that stadium that day?
I'm going to tell you, go back a few years ago when you won the governorship in Maryland. How you felt, that's how we felt.
It was wild. It was absolutely wild. And, Gov, here's the good news. You had a rough week last week. Nobody had the Ravens losing to the Browns. Sometimes these are crazy things. You're still 25-16 on the year. So you're doing pretty damn well.
Pretty well. No, we're doing okay, but we got some makeup to do this week.
Well, why don't we start with the team that has some making up to do in the Ravens? They now have losses against the Browns and the Raiders. Obviously, their high is really high, but that low can get low, and they've got the Broncos coming to town.
And, you know, and honestly, it's one of the things that I think the Ravens, and this is not just this year, this is something that as Ravens fans, we've always had to deal with this historically, is the games that should be gimmies are the ones that end up surprising us. The games that, you know, are like, oh, that's going to be a really tough game, or we're probably going to lose that one, are the games that we, you know, beat the team by 30 points. Yeah. It's just something that goes on. There's no way we should have lost to the Browns. But also, we talked about it, where I think the Browns last week were riding on a high of having a new quarterback. And I think Jameis Winston, you know, should get a lot of credit.
Yeah.
The Broncos, you know, the Broncos are interesting because Bo Nix actually has been balling. Yeah. He's putting together some real games right now. I also don't know that despite the fact that he really is whipping the ball around and that type of thing. If the Ravens defense come correct this week, it's just going to be very, very complicated for them to have the kind of repeat appearances. I think the Ravens being at home and having that fan energy and getting that, you know, home cooked meal again is going to matter in all this. And truthfully, nobody still, even in that loss against the Browns, no one has yet to figure out Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And I mean, this dude, he has like 1,000 yards already.
Wow.
I mean, like, there's no other running back in the NFL, and I think I'm right on this, has 800.
That's
crazy. So you have not, no one has figured out the Derrick Henry equation. The Broncos haven't figured out anybody's running game equation. And so I'm betting on my guys, man. I'm betting on the Ravens coming out and pull this off at home.
All right. That's a pretty safe place to be. It's wild. Derrick Henry has 946 yards through 8 games.
It's 46? Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, let's keep it going, Governor. Tough one here. I think this could be a great game. The Lions are surging, heading up to Green Bay, Lambeau Field, Lions-Packers.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably going to be the game of the week. And I know that since it's in Green Bay, they've got the line is that the Packers are going to take it. The only thing I'll say about that is the Packers are pretty beat up right now. And I look at things like, you know, what's the health report for the teams? And when you have questions of whether or not just is Love or Jacobs going to be playing, but even if they get in there, are they at 100%? And now Glenn, I think Jordan Love legit is, even if he's at 80%, is still better than half of the quarterbacks in the NFL. The only problem with that, though, is that that's good enough to beat half of the teams in the NFL. That's not good enough to beat the Lions.
Yeah.
The Lions are hot, and the Lions are still playing, you know, they're still playing good football right now. And so I think that the Lions are able to go on the road and able to surprise the folks and get this win.
I think it'd be a big one. And the way the Lions run the ball is just so impressive.
They will run. And then when they're passing it, they're physical.
That's right. They're just a physical team.
Yes.
I had to pull this up just because you mentioned it. Derrick Henry leads the NFL in rushing attempts, rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, the longest rush of the year, the average rush per attempt. His YPC is 6.5, leads the NFL in rushing yards per game at 118.
That's a quarterback in college.
That is crazy.
That's right. No, listen, what the Ravens are doing right now is kind of like playing on Madden. I mean, it's video game stuff. But one thing I will give, Derrick Henry is great. Don't get me wrong. But part of the reason that he is putting up these kind of numbers is not just because of the offensive line. You've also got to give credit to Zay and Lamar, and they keep the defense honest because you can't just stack the box.
Yeah.
If you stack the box against this, I mean, like Lamar will within four passes will have an 80-yard drive. I mean, so you can't play that game with the Ravens. So Derrick Henry's a monster, and he really is like an alien. I mean, the dude is just ridiculously big and fast and strong. Yet at the same time, part of the reason he's having such a great year so far is the other offensive weapons. And we just added another weapon last week.
Yeah.
We keep defenses honest, and I think that's what's giving him a lot of flexibility.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it against the Commanders, right? In the first half, they sold out to stop Henry. Zay Flowers carved him up. Second half, they changed things up, and then Henry was able to get loose. We are talking
with
Maryland Governor Wes Moore. 25-16 on the year is the Gov in his NFL picks. He's cooking. So far, he's got the Ravens beating the Broncos, the Lions going on the road to beat the Packers at Lambeau. I don't think there's much contest on this. Cowboys in Atlanta against the Falcons.
Yeah, the Falcons win this one. I'm done. Sure, listen, I never root for the Cowboys, but there was a little trend that I was having for a while where I was like, but I think they might win. And they just keep losing, so I'm done. Not only am I rooting against them, I now think they're going to lose too. So so the Falcons win this one.
Gotcha. Okay. Easy one there. This one I think is a little tricky because their offense might be back with Tua back. Dolphins going to Buffalo.
Mm.
This one is tricky. And I'm going with the Dolphins on it because I think that the Dolphins have just shown they are just a different team with Tua under center. Most importantly, Tyreek Hill is a different player when Tua is in there. When Tua is in there, Tyreek Hill is maybe one of the scariest, not even maybe, he is one of the scariest players in the NFL.
That's true.
And when Tua is not in there, he is average is a kind way of putting it. And I think we saw that for these games that Tua has been out. So I think Tua knocked off a lot of rust from last week. I think he comes back with a chip on his shoulder. I think he comes back to show that he's back and he's ready. And I think the Dolphins understand what a big game that this one is. And the Bills, you know, again, not a horrible record, but they just haven't really beaten anybody good. I mean, their last wins are the Titans and the Jets and the Seahawks. So I'm just not convinced that they can actually beat a team that when they're clicking on all cylinders is really good. Like the Dolphins, so I think the Dolphins go up to Buffalo and surprise them.
All right, I like that pick a lot.
All right,
last one, sir. Your 6-2 Washington Commanders going to the Meadowlands to take on the Giants. And it should be noted, the old Meadowlands was a stadium, and then they built a brand new one right next door to it. Just for happenstance, I thought I'd throw that out there.
I know. Listen, I'm just saying.
All right, Gov. Commanders at Giants.
Yeah, you mean the 7-2 Commanders?
Ooh,
they can go up if they want. They don't have to. I mean, this is going to be an easy one for them. I think that the Giants are just one of the more confused and confusing teams in the NFL. I think that the Giants really have not found an identity, and I think they're going against a team that has very quickly found an identity. And I think that matters, especially when you get in towards the middle of the year like this. And especially they're riding on a high after last week's game. So this is not the 6-2 Commanders. This is the 7-2 Commanders.
I love the confidence, Governor. All right, we got you. Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins, Commanders.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
As what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this, the Halloween's a big thing in our family, man.
Okay.
Every year we come up with different things. We've gone with everything from sports legends to Hamilton to The Wiz. And yesterday we were to Jefferson.
That's awesome.
George and Wheezy.
That's awesome. I'm gonna find. I assume you got pictures on Instagram or something, right? I'm gonna find this.
Oh, absolutely. We got a whole tribute going up. Get ready.
Oh, that's awesome. Governor, I know you're busy. I appreciate you making time for us, sir.
Man.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, be cool.
Maryland Governor Westmore, 25-16 making picks, dressing up as the Jeffersons, which is hysterical. He's got Ravens, Lions, Falcons, Dolphins, Commanders. Landini, you tell me, why don't we break here and then we'll do a long block with our official Commanders predictions, or do you want to do that now? All right, quick break. We're making our picks when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Dog? Maybe. We're going to start calling Vic Ferreira and Tip Ferreira now. That's the plan. All right. We might have to shoot some text messages real quick. I bet Toby will actually know this. Get Toby in there, Jeffrey. The Commanders do a high school game of the week every Friday night. Shout out to Friday Night Lights all across the country. Awesome. Guess the high school game of the week tonight.
High school game of the week? The math against who?
No, that we're going to Loudoun.
Loudoun County? Kedrick? Kedrick School and who?
Kedrick's on one side. What is Kedrick School? Stonebridge?
Yeah.
Right? Ked's at Stonebridge.
Woodgrove. Is that a school?
I'm sorry?
Woodgrove? Is that who they're playing?
Westfield?
No. Ooh. Move that bag, Commander, so I can see him, please.
You say Woodgrove.
Woodgrove. Wayne Grove from Heat. No, it is Stonebridge, coached by Kedrick Golston on one side. I'll give a hint. I believe the other team in tonight's high school game of the week is the alma mater of Cody Betts.
Freedom?
Well, if that's accurate, then I'm wrong.
Okay.
It's a synonym for freedom.
Liberty?
Nope. Another one.
Independence.
Independence High School is in Ashburn, right?
I think so.
I believe I'm correct on this. Do you know who the offensive coordinator is for Independence High School?
No, don't know.
Toby's got a guess. I can see it in his loins.
Well, I know who it is, so I'm not going to spoil it.
Well, hell.
Well, just say it.
Yeah,
man.
Just say it.
Logan Paulson.
Yeah, dude. So you get Kedrick on one side tonight versus Logan on the other.
Uh-oh.
That's pretty cool, right?
Who going to win it?
Is there a line? Has Vegas made a line available?
Yeah.
I'll set one right now. Give me the records of these two teams.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen analytically.
And tell
Logan
me where it is.
Logan's going to run the ball 50 times.
Logan's going to run the ball 50 times? He's going to find the tight end for a touchdown. I don't know. Fred Smoot's involved. The Commanders just posted this video. I don't really know how to figure this out. Stonebridge versus Independence. If any, I don't know, coaches, players, students are around.
Independence is 6-3.
Okay.
I have no idea what Stonebridge is. I'm looking.
All right. 6-3 Independence. Can we confirm if that's Cody Betts' alma mater? Toby, text Cody.
And what is Stonebridge?
That's what we're working to find that information. Jeff's coming in here to hand off a bunch of forks, which was vitally important at the 1:45 hour.
Stonebridge is 2-7.
Ooh, wow. Where is the game?
And it's the game of the week?
I think it's the game of the week for the Skins because it's Ked versus Logan.
Oh, the team said that.
The team is saying it's the game
okay
of the
then. All right. All right. I thought you said that was the game of the week. I'm like, and the team 2-6?
I'm going to set the line at Independence minus 10. You got a 6-3 versus 2-6, right?
Give me Stonebridge.
You taking Stonebridge with the points?
Yeah, plus 10. Yeah.
Oh, wait. Apparently this happened last week.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. You know what? We got to learn to stop letting you go with stuff. Because I told you, you got to learn to check
Independence
stuff.
Independence won 14-10.
Before you...
Hey, you would have covered me.
I would have covered. Before you start going on air, you need to start checking things before you do it. Because you're killing us, man.
Stonebridge did win last night, it looks like.
Shout out to Stonebridge.
They beat Briar Woods.
So they're now 3-6.
Maybe.
Let's talk about something we know hasn't occurred yet. Commanders, Giants, Week 9 at the Meadowlands. We'll go around the room, including Commander Tequila. Let's get some official predictions. Tobo, you start.
Let's go with 27-13 Commanders are actually able to punch the ball in the end zone this time.
27-13 Commanders from Toby, who is head to toe in Commanders gear. He's got the Washington hat, the Jaden Daniels t-shirt, his drawers are burgundy and gold. Jeff, you're up.
Wait. How you know that?
He told me in the bathroom.
Pause. Why would y'all be having that discussion?
What you wearing in the bathroom?
We got to get out of here, man. All right. Got 10 minutes to kill. Right. Let's go.
I'm going to let my Ashburn syndrome unleash. 30-10. Let's go, Commanders.
Landini?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a blowout.
Definitely going to be a blowout. B, I'm getting nervous. Because they're all saying it. And you get mad at me when I always say it. I'm getting nervous.
I mean, but you always do stuff that take people down this road, so it's still your damn fault.
It's not my fault. Let Landfield
make his
prediction.
Every time there's trouble, it's your fault.
Every time there's trouble, it's my fault.
I'm going to go 40-16.
Damn.
Blow up.
Who's scoring?
I'm going 30 points. I
40 points, everybody's scoring.
Everybody's scoring.
I'm going 30-10.
Commander. Isn't that what Jeff did?
He said 13.
No, I said 30-10.
13 then.
It's all right, bro. Jump on the bandwagon.
Well, I was already saying I'm going with 30 points because I like to throw my own number out there sometimes. And I wanted them to only have like a one in front of their thing. So I go 13.
Commander? Commandante?
I'm going 27-24.
Okay. This is not a sentence.
Why so damn close, Commander?
I just feel it.
I did not wake up this morning thinking I was going to say the following sentence. I'm with Commander Tequila. I think this thing's going to be a little tighter than expected. Now, New York's been very bad at home. They're 0-4 at the Meadowlands, which is kind of crazy. They're 0-4. They're 0-Walker at the Meadowlands. These games are typically close. The first one was the result. I mean, dude, I pulled up the box score from that first game. It is nuts if you look at this.
Okay.
The 7 field goals to 3 touchdowns. Like, it's just bizarre. In a game, Washington finishes 7 of 7 from 3 for 21 points. The Giants score 3 times, but their kicker gets hurt. Honestly, to me, that's a fireable offense that Daboll had an empty roster spot and a hurt kicker and didn't just have a second one ready.
Sound like Serato,
man. Yo, between that and then that 2-point conversion call in Pittsburgh, I don't get it, but good luck to all those involved. Washington put up 425 yards of offense in that game but could not get in the end zone. Dexter Lawrence, though, did not have a major impact, and in his career going against Tyler Biadasz, because remember, Biadasz was in Dallas prior to Washington, the center for the Commanders. He has really slowed Dex down. Lawrence is a hell of a player. That D-line will be a factor. I think the Commanders get this thing, but I do think it might be a closer game than folks are expecting. Commander, you said 27-24. I think Washington covers, but I think it's more like 26-21. Like, it's a close cover. It matters till the end. I don't see the laugher coming. But be a lot cooler if it happened. The Commander's doing a Hulk Hogan impression. I don't know what he's doing.
I think he's practicing his field goal kicking.
Okay. Good to know.
Oh my lord. What in the hell?
As far as weird shows go, today's way up there. having Commander in studio for, 4 hours will add. Hold on, Commander, let Landfield get a video of you of the kicking. This is very important here. Landfield, you got to tweet this out when you get done. All right, there it is, Commander Tequila's field goal kick. Oh, boy.
Oh, I think he might have a hamstring injury right there.
I'm a little worried about him, honestly. I guess we got to settle up bets for the week. I did take Independence to beat Stonebridge. That's one of my picks. Let's do it. Heard it here first.
Yes.
All right.
From my standings, JP, I have you in first place.
Hell yeah!
How can you have him in first place when he think he lost?
Nah, he was 1-1. He was 1-1, and then he was 1-1, and then he hit last night. He called Tulane
I did call Tulane last night.
Yeah, Tulane won by 31 points last night.
Booyah! Go Green Wave. All right, I won the week.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Win I knew the I week. Didn't like you because I don't like the Tulane. That's like me cheering for Duke.
Second place, Jeff Walker for president at 2-2.
Boo!
Boo!
What I tell you on that song? Don't you listen to no haters, critics, or analytics, baby? Because in last place, we got a tie. Tie for last with B and Landini. They both sitting at 1-3.
1-3.
The video is posted if you want to see Commander Tequila.
I don't think how I get the 1-3. That's what I want to know.
Because you,
I was 2-0.
No, you tried to give me my victory. What you said was, and I bring the audio back. You gave me a 2-finger salute via text.
Oh, that's right. You don't get no red beans. Yeah. I forgot. Yeah. You won't be getting those.
And I tried.
And you tried to sneak me in on a little thing this morning about the red beans. You ain't gonna ever eat red beans again.
Yeah, man. You're cooked. I get them all. Jeff, I'll make my family beans recipe for you if you want it. Yeah,
that's okay, JP. I want my family to embrace me at Thanksgiving. not kick me out the house.
JP's family bean recipe is Bushes.
Yeah, we're related to the Bush family when it comes to beans. All right, what's the weekend parlay? I know everybody put their pick in. What do we got?
Mander's money line for me.
See, you're taking the money line, which you wouldn't have to pay for that if you really believe they were going to cover. You got them winning by 20. Why are you taking the money line?
Because I always anything can happen. We just watched Jameis Winston ball out last week.
Yeah, but Jameis is good.
I'm gonna take the money line.
Ahmet took the Falcons -3.5 versus the Cowboys. B Mitch took the Vikings -5.5 against the Colts. Jupu Finbu took the Bears +1.5 against the Cardinals. Jeff took the Commanders money line, and apparently I took the Bills money line. So I'll take that.
Shout out to the Bills.
Let's get this money.
Hans Wicklein won $97,000.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing?
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Jeff Walker for making a hype song. Jeff, get that out on the internet. Thank you to Landfill for making cayenne pepper water, the Aaron Rodgers elixir. Thank you to Amani Toomer for joining us. Thank you to Maryland Governor Wes Moore for joining us. And thank you for 8-2-9, Mr. Santana Moss joining us. We appreciated all the calls. Fun week, fun show. Me and B are headed to New Jersey in the morning. When we're back Monday, Commanders might be 7-2. Grant and Danny are live out in Fairfax. Go check them out. I'm trying to find the name of the place. Where'd you go? They're in Fairfax. Follow Grant. I'm sure. Here we go. Craft House in Fairfax. 11861 Palace Way.
I think it's a beer place. Craft beer.
Maybe we'll go get some beer. Go get some beer with Grant and Danny. Hell, if you made it this far, Grant and Danny owe you a beer at Craft House.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.